a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
64 degrees.
Crash cleaned up I-15 in Murray, but delays sticking around for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Schools around Utah facing thousands of dollars in cleanup costs because of a TikTok challenge.
This is not the year to be spending on these types of issues.
It encourages students to steal and vandalize their schools. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, some schools are no longer stocking their bathrooms with these supplies so they don't get stolen or broken for the videos. Canyon School District spokesman Jeff Haney says they have two new high schools and one rebuilt high school this year, now with damages.
Several of our schools have sent letters home to parents asking them to talk with students about the importance of respecting the property of the school district. And it's not just the property of the school district, it's the property of the community.
Haney says teens could be suspended or expelled or face criminal charges. TikTok is now deleting these posts. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Following breaking news this hour on KSL News Radio, fire officials still battling a fire in Harrisville near 2400 North and Highway 89. Police have been telling us the fire is burning at Sargent's Ranch Inn, and it appears the crews have closed the highway to traffic near the fire. Our traffic team has been watching. It will be a developing story for the next while, and we'll continue to monitor and bring you the latest as we learn more.
A Republican lawmaker says Intermountain Healthcare is a for-profit system, and it chased away all its nurses trying to save money before the pandemic began. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has his comments.
Utah Representative Paul Ray from Clearfield spoke at a legislative committee hearing on President Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses. He says the problem isn't a shortage of ICU beds, it's a lack of staff.
They've chased their nurses away. They cut their 401k distributions that they're putting into it. They've refigured their PTO.
Intermountain spokesman Jess Gomez responded to Ray's claim, saying this characterization is not accurate. Gomez says patient volumes are very high for both COVID and non-COVID cases, and caregivers are working hard to provide the best care possible. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Several hundred Afghan refugees will soon be headed to Utah. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
765 refugees. That's the number the State Department says will be calling Utah home in the coming months. The Afghan refugees will start arriving in October, but how quickly they'll arrive still isn't known. Governor Cox has told the White House Utah is willing with open arms to accept refugees, but he now says there are things the state needs to do to prepare. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A memorial service is being planned for a U.S. Marine from Utah who was killed while evacuating people from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Just a remembrance of him and who he was. The big teddy bear, kind, loving, you know, the man that he became, the man and leader that he became.
But Darren Hoover tells KSL TV's Alex Cabrero his son, Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery because that's where heroes are buried. Sergeant Taylor's memorial will be Saturday at 6 at Hillcrest High School.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The former First Lady of Haiti is now speaking out about the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moïse.
In an emotional interview with ABC's Miami affiliate WPLG, Martine Moïse describing the night armed men stormed her home.
I was losing blood. Blood was coming from my arms, my mouth, so it was kind of blurry.
The former First Lady said she didn't realize in that moment her husband was killed and assumed help was on the way.
Because there's a bunch of security on the house with us, so we cannot be under attack.
She was flown to Miami for treatment and needed multiple surgeries. Lionel Moïse, ABC News, Miami.
Moïse says the attack not only impacted her physically, but also emotionally. adding she was unable to eat or sleep in the week following her husband's murder.
Coming up.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.